Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 52 degrees. McConnell Air Force Base officials ordered the evacuation of 13 aircraft yesterday as a precaution due to the possibility of severe weather in the Wichita area. The aircraft were dispersed to Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. They included KC-135 Stratotankers and three KC-46A Pegasus. Fairchild is a safe haven base, which was chosen for its location out of danger from the storm and its ability to house displaced McConnell personnel and provide maintenance for McConnell's aircraft.
The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that Governor Laura Kelly cannot file a brief in support of a law that would add about $90 million annually to public school funding.
The governor on Monday asked the court for permission to file the brief in support of a bill she signed April 5th. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the court said on Wednesday that such motions, called amicus briefs, must be filed 30 days before oral arguments in a case. The arguments on the latest effort to address school finance litigation are scheduled for May 9th. Four school districts sued the state over education funding in 2010. Attorneys representing the schools argued that the late request to file the brief didn't leave them enough time to respond to her argument. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Money pouring in to help rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral after a massive fire destroyed part of the church. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from Paris.
A beautiful Wednesday in Paris, except for the badly damaged Notre Dame Cathedral in the heart of the French capital. As new information about the fire emerges, officials say they first arrived at the scene a half an hour after the fire started, and tall crane trucks needed to fight the rooftop blaze came an hour later. For 90 minutes, the fire was out of control. This as the inspection of the damaged cathedral continues. Water used to fight the fire could have weakened the remaining woodwork and stone masonry. Investigators remain convinced the fire was probably related to the church's renovation.
A town in Colorado voting to change the embarrassing name of a subdivision.
Imagine living in a housing development known as Swastika Acres. Definitely not something to brag about, but it's been that way for over a century, well before the rise of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Regardless, Cherry Hill City Council finally voted to change the name from Swastika Acres to Old Cherry Hills this week. Still, one woman expressed her opposition to the change at the meeting, saying she wanted to preserve the historical value of the name. Despite having lost family in the Holocaust, the name comes from the Denver Land Swastika Company that divided land into plots near the turn of the 20th century. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Following the deadliest year in history for child hot car deaths, KidsandCars.com is pushing for technology and education to help end these preventable tragedies. Amber Rollins is with the website.
We want parents to open that back door every single time they park their vehicle. And that's whether the babies are with you or not. So just get in the habit of doing it. You don't have to think about it anymore. Once it becomes a habit, it'll just be a part of your normal daily routine.
Rollins says it's not too early in the spring to focus on this issue, citing cases where children have died in hot cars where the outside temperature was in the lower 50s. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An upper-level trough of low pressure is spinning over the Great Lakes, and it may send some energy our way today to give us an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise breezy, low 60s at noontime, 67 for the high this afternoon. A slight chance of rain through tonight, then clearing in 42, sunny and 67 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 52 degrees. This morning's Money Minute looks at 401ks with matching.
Well, it's been shown that the automatic enrollment program is very successful in getting people to start up with their 401ks and put money away. And we have a retirement crisis in the country with not enough people being prepared for retirement. So anything can be done to get people better prepared for retirement makes good sense. A lot of times these are set up to where they They automatically enroll you on it for an amount that's at least equal to what the employer is going to match for you. So if you're an employee out there and you let them sign you up for that, you're basically getting a raise for the amount of the match that the employer puts away on your behalf. So anytime you have a chance to sign up for a 401k with a matching contribution, not doing so is basically giving yourself a pay cut. Doing so gives you a pay raise. So I'd suggest doing it.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday morning at 9 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:37 with Steve and Ted, and a bizarre story out of Ohio. Authorities say a customer at an Ohio restaurant pulled out a turquoise iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the manager. Police say the Madison man walked into Perkins Restaurant in Painesville, about 30 miles northeast of Cleveland, Tuesday, laid down in a booth, threw a menu at a waitress, then threw a lizard at the manager who tried to talk to him. Authorities did not say what provoked the attack.
That was a deleted scene from Tennessee Williams.
Yeah. Records show bond has been set at $10,000 for 49-year-old Arnold Teeter. He's been charged with animal cruelty, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest, not to mention bizarre behavior. Wow. Throwing an iguana that he had under his shirt, lying down in a booth. This guy is... got some issues.
Something's going on there.
Got some issues. All right. Last night, Operation Stormwatch went into effect here on KNSS. First time this year. Right, Ted? I think it is. Yeah. We had severe weather tracking toward the Wichita area, and Ted and I went out and covered it. And if you listened to us last night, you went pretty much straight south down to Derby. You got down really where the action was, as it were, down in the Derby, Rose Hill, Hayesville area down there. Right. And I went out to a little more to the west, out by the National Weather Service down that way. And I see, frankly, you know, everything just more or less stayed to the south of Wichita, Ted. I never saw any hail at all. Some rain and not any wind at all. So
no wind at all.
We were thinking that there were some gusts over to the east of here.
Yeah, I think south and east of here, there was the front edge of the storm was. There were some gusty winds, but not in the Wichita area.
I think the National Weather Service, I talked to the meteorologist this morning here in Wichita. I think he said maybe in Greenwood County there was a gust about 70 miles per hour. I know down in Cali they had one about 65 miles per hour. So we had Phil Hildebrandt on the desk last night.
Yeah, Phil did a great job.
And Tony Ducing, of course, in to help him out. And those two guys put a lot of information out, good information, I think, for people. And Wichita kind of – we didn't get that great big hail that we were thinking about. I mean, they were talking up to, you know, softball – not softball, but about – well, there was a golf ball size down in Mulvane.
Yeah. Mulvane got a little bit.
Mulvane got a good pounding. And, of course, there was a place, but I was up by the airport. And like I said – when I came my coverage, I drove by the National Weather Service office down there on Tyler Road. Of course, right across the street is a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm looking south, I'm looking in the, you know, I'm seeing these lightning. You saw pretty good lightning this morning.
Very impressive lightning all over the place.
And these guys, there's about five or six guys out there hitting balls out on the golf course. I said, not a good idea. But then I came back and they had gone home, got out of the danger zone. But yeah, that's something we have to remember, that lightning kills a lot of people every year, and lightning and flooding. And so I don't see a lot of flooding going on, although we are, you know, in some parts of the area, we are under a flood watch or warning or whatever. So there could be some flooding going on, and it looks like most of the weather has passed out of the Wichita area for now. But another interesting night out there covering the weather for listeners here on Operation Stormwatch. 7:40 now, and I want to tell you about the I already told you about the concert, didn't we? The concert going on in Topeka at the Prairie Band Casino, and George Thorogood is the artist, and we have a package this week: two tickets to the concert, hotel stay, free food vouchers, and $50 in Prairie cash. And we'll just go ahead and tell you again: you have to know the secret code number or code word, and go to our webpage knssradio.com and enter the code word, which today is Maverick.
Maverick.
M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K. Maverick. M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K. And then we're going to draw for a winner, and that's coming up on Friday to go and see the concert.
Yeah, that concert is 1 week from tonight.
Yeah, it's on April 25th. Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS.
Oh, yeah.
Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
741, Steve and Ted, and Bill Roy's coming up, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk a little bit about those fuel refueling tankers that were moved from McConnell because of the weather last night. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.